Check. All right. I can't believe this. All right. No audio. Motherfuckers. God damn it. I'm not going to do all that shit again. My bad. My bad on the audio. Want a shout out, everybody. I'm sorry. Thank you, guys. No audio. I apologize. I hit the wrong button. I want to say thank you, guys. Welcome you, guys. All that I said. Y'all know the same screw, but thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I know y'all telling me no audio. I got it. We good now. Thank you. Thank you all. Hey, that's why I fucks with my chat room dogs. The biggest shout out that I need to say that y'all guys need to hear is for my chat room dogs. Because you know what? The MePeel community is getting larger and larger every day. And I want to say thank you to the MePeel community. I appreciate all you independent thinkers coming together as one. And I'm sorry we didn't have the audio right, but I appreciate you guys. Y'all are great men, and we're good now. I appreciate that, guys. Let's get into the show. I'm sitting here running my mouth and all this other stuff. I apologize, but we're good. You know, just same spew. Saying thank you to those listening to the show, telling you guys to subscribe and all other stuff, and also asking you to go ahead and get your notebooks out to go ahead and soak up the information that we're giving. Also, ask a question if you have one. So I'm sorry. I appreciate y'all guys looking up on me. I know y'all are saying, Unc, listen. Wake up, Unc. Come on. So let's get into it, guys. We have a great show, man. I'm excited about this. Today we're going to be talking about your core, your value, parts of yourself that you need to create. Lines are open. And if you have a question, go ahead. All right. And I want to make sure that you guys out here, the line's open if y'all want to call in. I really appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate all you guys. I want to give y'all all a shout out and say thank you for not only love, but also we're going to be moving. But anyway, let's get into this. Let's get into what we're going to talk into. So, gentlemen, what we're talking to you guys about today is who you are as a man. And ways that you can draw the woman in. Let me turn this down a little bit so I can talk over there. All right, so there we go. That's better. Gentlemen, if you don't know what you are to yourselves, she will never know who you are. If you don't know what you stand for yourself, how can anybody else see your message if you don't even have a message for yourself? Because everything you're doing is determining what you are to her when she introduces herself or you begin to talk to her. And everything that you do is going to be taken as a grain of salt until those that really learn what you are, can understand you better. And that's what we're going to be talking about, okay? What are the differences between self-discipline, willpower, and is there something even more important? William, you're kind of in the right neighborhood but on the wrong street. You don't need to know what the differences are because here's the problem. If me telling you the differences, it's not going to change anything for you. And this is where a lot of you guys don't know how to structure your values because you're trying to define you in one word, one sentence or one phrase, and that's not who you are. One that has willpower does not need to ask what willpower is, and one who is self-disciplined does not have to ask what it is, sir. So here's the problem. If I told you that answer, it's going to fall on deaf ears because you're not actually trying to be a student. You're just trying to learn words and wordplay so you can just tell yourself certain things about yourself. And that's part of the problems that so many of you guys have today because most of you guys are never taking any time to understand that what you are is not actually who you are today. You are a long journey, an infinite journey that goes on forever and ever. A journey of who you are as a man. moving in this world, trying to discover not only your potential, but who you are to yourself. And for a lot of guys out there, they don't even take time to even go that deep to ask themselves, who am I to me? Who am I to me? And most guys don't do that. Most guys don't ask themselves that question. But I'm not here to have you. I don't want you to dream, and I don't want you guys out here to fantasize. I want you to understand that your mindset is the fundamental component that you need to reach your core to trust you. Because most of you don't trust who you are. And if you can't trust who you are, how are you to think for yourself? How are you to learn for yourself? How are you able to perceive the world the right way for yourself when you do not believe in the man in the mirror? When you don't believe in the man in the mirror, how is one supposed to grow and see game for what it actually is? Your beliefs, your tendencies, your styles, your values, all these things combinate to who you are. And the worst part about most of you guys today is there is no journey that you're taking for yourself. How can one take a journey inside of his mind when he is living outside of himself? He is being controlled by everything outside of himself because he thinks he's defined by the outside world, and that's not the truth. Where is your personal guide that can help you examine your mind? Examine your laws, rules, codes, to examine your thoughts, to examine your actions, to be able to make the proper adjustments so you can get a greater, deeper understanding of who you are as a man, your characters and your values and all these things. But some of us don't see it that way, okay? Some of us don't see the beauty that you guys have as men. Some of you guys have opportunities to win with women. You have opportunities to win with yourself. But how can one win when one doesn't even see that he is worth winning? You have such a false understanding of the world because you have a false understanding of who you are, what you are to yourself. And nor do you even establish personal interests that you can share with a woman to show her that you are more than just a desperate, needy motherfucker just trying to fuck. What are your interests that you like to do outside of trying to say something to make her feel interested in you? When is the last time you sat down and really took time to discover yourself, took time to know what you are and why you are, and even assessing who you are? Most of you guys don't even do that for yourselves. Most of you don't assess things. And when you're living outside of yourself, how are you to show the woman what you actually are on the inside, which is the most important thing? Because they don't look at your outside. I know you think they do, but they don't. And if they're looking at your outside, it's through a fogged lens of wants and not needs. But it is when you open your mouth is when you show her what you actually are and what you value in your life. And if you value anything that is on someone else's body instead of your body, then you are the issue and the problem. Because your standards are not your standards. Your standards are based off of her standards. Your priorities will be based off of her priorities. And there lies the problem. Because as a man, you should be yourself. You see what I'm saying? Icy says, say a person is living false what would you say are blockages or reasons to why that person is doing that? Great question. Well, the reason why I see they're doing that is because, or you, let's say the person, let's say you, because we like to talk you as your own man. And like I said before, I give a shout out to all my Me Pill community guys, all you independent thinkers who think for themselves and don't care about other men. But the problem is the blockage is what you feel about yourself that also connects to your reality. See, you guys don't understand what you say to yourself every day that you personally tear yourself down. Sets off a domino effect of how your perception of the world is. Because once you go outside of your door or you go online and you see a woman, because of a skewed perception and a skewed reality, you see the woman as beautiful, which then you then set off another domino effect of being intimidated by the woman because you feel she's so beautiful that you have to do a certain amount of things to win her over or win her interest. And what I'm saying is the reason people are doing that is because how they feel about themselves, sir. How they feel about themselves, okay? So how should I deal? How should I deal with men that I have no respect for? Should a young dude have respect for all the guys that are older than him? No, I say for all young, big guy, listen. The only thing and the only person you should respect is the man in the mirror. Respect must be earned from all people. That means your parents, your friends. That means women, even coworkers. Now, it doesn't mean your boss, because your boss is allowed to tell you these things. But what I'm saying to you is that don't just be friends with people just for the mere sake that you feel that having friends defines you. I don't want you to have friends. I want you to be your own best friend. The reason why I say that, because there are going to be times where you're going to be by yourself and you're going to feel alone and you're going to feel beat up. And if you don't have yourself, then believe me, nobody cares about you. They may care about you at the moment, but listen, nobody cares about you. The only one that should care about you is you. So what I'm saying is how you deal with people you don't have respect for, you don't have to disrespect them if you don't have respect for them. Just leave them alone. You don't need to talk to them. If you're at work, you got to ask something, ask the question. But don't do that, okay? All right? So I just want you to understand that. Don't have respect for people who have not earned your respect by being respectful to you. So this is what I say to you, real. Listen, what I say to you, my brother, is treat people the way you want to be treated. That's all you can do. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and they treat you different than the way you treat them, then that shows you what they are. And just move on. Don't start anything. Don't fight with them or anything, because nowadays young men, they don't fight with their fists anymore. They fight with weapons and guns. So I don't want anything happening to you because someone disrespects you. Someone disrespects you, just move on from the thing. Yes, you are allowed to defend yourself. That is your right as a man to defend yourself if someone's going to harm you. But don't start an argument or don't start a fight with someone because he's not doing exactly what you want him to do, okay? So let's keep it going, guys. The lines are open. We're going to chop it up. Y'all love great questions, guys. Great questions. But let's keep going. I'll answer your questions. But so what's going on for you guys is these experiences that you're having right now, okay, is that you're going to see the world. You're going to experience women, okay? You're going to run into women. You're going to text women. You're going to date women. You're going to be in relationships with women. But this is not where values come in at. Your values come in at when you begin to figure out, okay? You begin to figure out how you are in those things, how you are when you meet the woman, how you are when you text the woman, how you are when you date the woman, how you are when you're on a date with a woman, your values, your mindset, okay? Very important that you guys understand. Your values, gentlemen, okay, are just a mental compass that is, it has one job to do, just like you're a detective. Your values make sure that you're always moving in the right direction when you trust the value. Listen to what I'm saying. Your values will set your compass because you create the value, but the value in return says, okay, this is what you believe in, so I'm going to set the steering right. And I don't care if there's a gust of wind going the opposite direction. We're going to take down we're going to pull down we're going to make sure that we're going to batten down the hatches and make sure we go forward as men. Okay, we got to make sure you go forward as a man. Give me a second. Let me see here. Next one. You mentioned before that a man, you shouldn't financially help your parents. Can you elaborate on that? Well, Jay, Mr. Brother, what I'm saying is this. You were not asked to come into this world. And when you came into this world, your parents' job was to feed you, clothe you, give you shelter, and give you a chance to have an education as far as making sure you get to school. I'm not saying not to help your parents out. I'm saying that if you help your parents out, you must, as a man, say, I am loaning you money. I am not giving you money because you are not my responsibility, because you're a grown-ass adult who should be responsible for yourself. You are not my problem. That doesn't mean I don't love you. This is what I'm saying. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means you're not my problem. I am responsible for me. Doesn't mean I don't love you, Mom, and I don't love you, Dad. And I don't mind helping you out when things go left or right. I just need you to honor and respect me by paying me back. And we must set a date of when you're going to pay me back. And I expect you to honor the agreement that we had. Because if your parents fight you on that, then you ain't getting a goddamn cent. And if you don't agree, let's say we agree that you got to pay me back on the 18th. We made it something. I gave you some money in June, and I said, okay, pay me back tomorrow, July 17th. July 17th passes, July 18th passes, 19th passes, and you never say anything to me. Listen, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not even going to ask for my money. Because in my mind, I'm paying you to leave me the fuck alone. So that money is all yours. Keep it. I'm paying you to stay the fuck out of my life because I don't need people like you in my life that are going to try to take advantage of me working hard, me being responsible, and me saving money. And if you guys feel that I'm wrong, I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I'm not going to give somebody just money because they had me. I didn't ask to be here. But I appreciate them enough to loan the money, as I said before. But if you are not going to pay me back, I'm not going to ask for the money. I'm not going to ask for the money. You know what? I'm not going to ask for the money. I'm going to leave it alone. You'll never hear from me again. If you ask me to show up at Thanksgiving, I'll show up. Christmas, I'll show up. We'll never be the same because you're not respecting my boundaries as a man, and I've got a serious issue with that. Question right here is asking how much of creating values happens alone, and how much is it when you talk to others? TJ, values are not created by anybody but you. Your values have nothing to do with the outside world. You should never look at the outside world and think that your values are about somebody else, sir. Like I said before, y'all guys, your values are like your compass that helps you stay on track and focus to the things that are important in your life. So how can other people know what's important in your life? They can't. You are the most important thing in your life. And what you do and how you behave consistent with your values, or you're going to get walked the fuck over. People are not going to respect you. People are not People are not going to trust or respect anybody that doesn't stand on any type of principle. They're not. They're not going to stand on that. And that's why it's important that you have to understand, TJ, this is not about being around people. Your values start when you get out of that bed, when you can breathe air and open your eyes and roll out of your bed, your values begin. And throughout the day, you begin to notice things through your values. So then at the end of the day, when you go into your film room, you are able to take and jot down what is going on in your day, put that up against your values and make the adjustments, okay, to make the adjustments. And when you're doing that, you're fine. When you're doing that, you made it, okay? That's what we want you guys to see. But, guys, the number up here, shout out to the 323. The number to call in is 563-999-3056. If you have a question, we got you. Soak up the game, we got you. But as I was saying before about the values and all this other stuff, is that it's so important in the game because it's what you are to yourself and how you behave in the world that you go into. When you walk out that door, you are actually walking into another reality of people who have different realities, different perceptions, different thoughts. When you walk out your door, you're walking into that reality. And everybody in that reality that we call this world has different thoughts. They don't have to believe and think that what you have to think and stuff. But women are more apt to follow you when your values have nothing to do with them versus be about you. Question right here. Is changing self-beliefs about changing your thoughts, or is there something else you have to do? Good question. Well, here's the problem. You can't change theater number one. You cannot. Listen to me. You cannot change theater number one, okay? You cannot change that. But let me ask you, babe, before I answer your question, let me tell Lee something. Lee, there is no purpose. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Anyway, let me get back to you. As I was saying to you right quick, this is the mind messing with your mind right now. You cannot change what you have created. That's not where the change is going to come from. Because your thoughts and what you are doing right now, your self-beliefs are why you're not winning, because your self-beliefs are not actually self-beliefs. They are chains that are holding you down, that are giving you a wrong perception and a wrong reality of the game, young man. 909, I'll bring you in 1 second. Okay, does that make any sense? And before I bring 909 in, I just want to say that I'll tell you what to do. Give me a second. Let me go ahead and grab the call real quick, and I'll get you in 1 second. 909, sir, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Okay, Steve, I wanted to ask you, because I personally do have business cards and I do hand those out after I give my bid, and women will, at least today, when I just asked a woman put my bid in with a woman.
Who told you to hand out a business cards?
That wasn't what you said, or that's not you?
Did I tell you to put your business that you do for a living on a card and give it to a woman, yes or no?
Okay, No, it's not what I do for a living. It's just my name and then my number. That's all there is.
Okay, that's good. Okay, continue. What's your question? What's up?
Okay, I just wanted to know, like, the appropriate response because, today a woman said, are you a businessman?
Do you have your bid? Did we go over your bid?
Yeah.
30 minutes. We went over 30 minutes. So, okay.
Yeah.
And what did she ask you again? Why
said,
are you giving her bid? You say why are you giving me a business card with your number on there?
Not exactly that. She said, are you some type of business or something like that?
Okay, what did you say in reply?
I said I'm my own business. I market myself, I promote myself,
Good.
And I think that's as far as I went with it. But yeah, I mostly was just, you know.
Wait. But you're not painting the picture. Okay. Listen, this is something you could have ended off with, and not to continue. You could have said to her that I'm not in high school anymore. I don't go around looking for pieces of paper to can I borrow a piece of paper to write a number down on? I meet too many women to sit around and ask for a pen and a paper. So instead of that, I just created my number on a card to make things easier versus running around and grabbing pens and paper. You see how that flows? And that's the truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so remember
yes,
that next
sir.
Time. So what's going on? What's your question?
Also, this woman, kind of similar to another woman, she was saying, oh, can I, when I tried to give her my number, and she was like, oh, well, can I just take your Instagram? And I said, no, I don't do social media. Like, after we meet a couple times, then I'll give you my social
media. Well, you're missing the bid. Pull up your bid. Don't say anything. Pull up your bid. Let me know when you pull it up. Look at module number three. Don't say anything. Look at module number three. And this is where you went wrong. Are you looking at it right now?
Yes.
Look at module number three, and it falls into her not taking numbers. Remember, I told you that. So when she's asking for it, remember, you're not studying because everything is in your bid. It's all right there. You got to study that. Because when she asked for the Instagram, she fell right into module number three. And all you had to do is get that information. See that? See, you turned her off because you're not studying your bid correctly. Because she did exactly what I would told you she would do in module number three, and you should have did exactly what was there. It's right there for you. So when she made that thing, you should have taken her number.
Okay. Well, she wasn't offering her number. She was offering her.
It doesn't matter what she's doing. What is she telling you? I don't take numbers from guys. That's all she's saying without saying it. So because she did that, because there's interest, she said, well, let's switch Instagrams, which is fine by me, right? Because guess what Instagram allows you to do? Remember, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger gives you what kind of power? Hitting her from land, sea, and air. You can do voice message, video, and audio. So that was already a perfect setup right there. You already had it right there.
Okay.
So you failed on that because you're not paying and studying and rehearsing your bid. If you were rehearsing this, you would have got that in right, buddy. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Sure. I got you. What's up?
So, she said, she said most people give the social media before they get the number. And I told her.
But I'm not most people. I'm not most people.
Right. Okay, that's what I said.
Wait, but you didn't say anything else, but you'll find that out. See, remember if you look at the bid, let's look at your blueprint, left-hand side. You remember, don't say it. Remember, left-hand side to do those three things, right? So I take that. Listen how easy I said that. Look at how it rolls off my head. I'm not most people, but guess what? You'll find that out when we go out on our first date that I'm not most people. See that?
Okay.
See how that transition worked from the bid, how it smoothly it carried over? Because even though she said what she's saying, remember the two left arrows on your blueprint of your bid, that's what I'm taking right there. And all I'm doing is returning serve by actually leading her where I want her to go. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what's your question?
With recording the bid in the background off the phone, is there a certain app that I would use to send it to you?
I told you to go to the Play Store. I told you to go to the Play Store. Told you to go to the Play Store, and they're free. You pick whichever one. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask. Thank you.
All right. We'll throw you in with a very great question, brother. Great question. Okay. Keep just studying your bid. Okay. You'll be okay because, like I show you, everything, see, if you study the bid, that's your letter A, then that means everything she's saying you already got right in your bid, and everything I'm telling you from is from the bid because I'm in control. You see that? It doesn't matter what she says. You see how fast I am to reply back and how fast I can lead the conversation because I'm just looking at the bid, But remember, I'm not looking at the right-hand side of your blueprint. I'm looking at the left-hand side because that's where you are tailor-making it to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll throw you in, big guy, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, respect, man, respect. All right, let me get some of these questions that y'all guys have. Let me get back to what you were saying. You were saying, is there something else? What you got to do is you must create the second theater. You must create the second theater because if you're in theater number one, the poor me, that's not going to help you. You must create the second theater in which you operate in. Can you give me some analogies or core values, like you said, with the film room and talking tech, the same things? Well, what do you mean analogies? There's no analogy. Everything is what it is. I don't understand. Look, Icy, call into the show and I can help you out better, okay? If you're actually serious about it, you have the number, call into the show and I'll be happy to guide you if you actually are serious. Because I just don't want to say that you're not really serious. You're asking a lot of great questions. So meet me halfway, call into the show and you can ask and I'll break it down. What are some things that you can use to put on how value yourself? Honestly, no, none of that stuff. None of that stuff matters. I don't understand. It's how you behave, man. But it has to be aligned with your mind. See, your problem is that, okay, let's look at what you're saying here, okay? You're saying honesty. You guys aren't honest with women because you're not even honest with yourself. So how can you even use honesty when you're not honest with yourself? You need help, but you lie to yourself and say you don't. You see these women, and all you want to do is fuck them, but yet you want to act like you want to be more than you like that. You want to be their friends and stuff. You're not even honest with yourself. You don't know any of these things that you're saying because you don't have enough game, and you don't understand how deep game is, brother. You're just saying words, and those words are why you are messing up because they're just words that's being said. That's it. The only way you're going to create that second theater is become a student of the game. That's the only way you're going to do it. You're only going to be able to build it because you don't know the why you have to do it, okay? All right? But you're not honest with yourself. Because if you were honest with yourself, you'll realize you don't have any game. You don't have a mouthpiece or a bid. You don't believe in yourself because you wouldn't be asking me the question that you're asking me, big dog. And see, there's the problem right there. You're just trying to justify things instead of being honest with yourself. Next question. Question right here is the best way to write down vibes, more principle boundaries, where we define ourselves, or should we imprint it on the... Well, let me ask you a question, CS. Great question, but let me ask you a question. Do you have to write down your phone, your numbers right now? Do you have to write down the number 1 through 10 right now to know how to count from 1 to 10? Do you need to write down your alphabet right now to know what A, B, C, D is? Do you need to do that then? Then there lies the question. There's the answer in the question. I am talking about a place you have never seen before or you have when you were born, but you lost that, and that's your core. If all you're doing is writing these things down, you're just writing them down because you're not living by it because you have not. Okay, give me a CS. All right, CS, I'm glad you answered questions. CS, give me one value that you have. Just give me something. And it's no knocking. Just give me something. Give me one value. Or value or principle or belief that you have. I'm going to give you an example. Just give me one, and I'll be happy to give you an example. Give me one, and I'll give you an example. Because I'll show you what it looks like if you give me one, CS. CS asked a question. I'm only talking to CS. CS, send me, or just type it up, one value. I don't care what it is, whatever it is. All right? One value. Just give me one, okay, CS. Just give me one value. I'm waiting for him to answer, and I will show you the depth in which you must take that value and break it down. Okay? So let's see here. To be honest with to everyone, saying how it is and being straight up. Why? Now tell me, why you value that the most. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Now, I'm glad that you want to be honest and straight up. But a lot of guys can't stand on that. Because let me ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you a question. I love what you're saying. But is what you're saying an I am or an I do? Because you're saying being honest to everyone, saying how it is and being straight up. I love that. I think that is great. But then here lies the problem. You're not even doing that to yourself. You're not being honest. You're not telling yourself how it is. You're not being straight up with yourself. Because the only way you're going to be able to do that, you got to do it to yourself. And again, that's an I do. Right, and that's the problem. It's not I am. It's a great, listen, if it was an I am, it'd be perfect. But unfortunately, it's an I do. And because it's an I do, that means it's not really real. That's outside of you. That is just something that you're saying just to say. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's just something that you're saying. Does that make any sense, sir? So if it's an I do, then it's not going to stick. But if you can give me something else, give me something else. Because it's an I do. It's okay, but give me something else. I told you before that if you're not going to call the show, stop talking to me. Because if you're serious, because this is why I challenge you, because I can tell that you ain't serious about this shit. So that's why I'm going to stop talking to you until you get off your lazy fucking ass and call into the show. Do not talk to me. Because I can tell that's why. See, guys, this is why I can tell how people are actually serious about game and their bullshit. Let me keep it going. So the what I am versus the who I am. No. It's not the what or the who. It's either the I am or the I do. And it's not the who, the what, the where, the why. It's either you are or you're not, and you're not because the I do is outside of you. The I do is outside of you, okay? Okay? The I do is when it's outside of you. 415, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, man. Can you turn down the music, the noise in the back, please?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
I was asking
them questions.
Yeah. All right, what's your question, man?
So what I was saying about the analogies, because personally, I'm a person that like to watch movies and shit, and like based on my personality and how I see life and their experiences, like,
how do you
I tend
stop?
To...
Tell me how you see life. Tell me how you see life. How do you see life?
Shit, like, it is what it is, but it's like a veil that's, like,
I didn't
over
ask
most
you that
people's
question.
Eyes.
So how do you see life?
Shit, like I said, how it is. And, like,
then
how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Then you have a very skewed, fucked up view of the world then. And you should be ashamed of yourself to even say what you're saying. What do you mean it is what it is? Are you in fucking junior high school? Are you actually saying
I'm only asking,
I'm not asking you a hard question. I'm just asking you how do you see life, and you're telling me it is what it is?
Not like that, but I'm saying like...
Wait, sir. Let's stop. Do you understand that I or the chat room cannot read your mind? So what comes out of your mouth, us, what you are, especially with the woman. So if your skew of life is it is what it is, then that is weak as fuck. If you cannot explain yourself to yourself, number one, which you can't do, then you're going to say this silly shit right here. What the fuck do you mean? What does that mean it is what it is? What does that mean?
Just that things happen how they happen, like you can't control everything.
But who's asking you? I didn't ask you about everything. I asked how you see life. What is life to you? I didn't say everything, okay?
Yeah, life is basically experiences that you get and accumulate.
Life is not the experiences that you get. Oh, my God.
So what would you say it is, Steve?
I am the only one of my kind. That is my fucking truth and my truth only. It is all about me and how I see the world. How I see the world. Okay? I am clear, concise, and transparent in what I do, how I think, and how I move. I am beautiful. I am sexy. I'm the only one of my kind. I will challenge myself every day because I'm only the man that is staying true to myself. I don't give a fuck about the other world. I don't care about women and other people. I'm here to fucking conquer. I think for myself, about myself, because I'm one letter of one word of one sentence of one paragraph of one page of one chapter, one book of many books. I am one mind, one thought, one way, my way. I am beautiful, sexy, desirable, and all those things. Did I say anything about life coming my way?
No.
So then what are you talking about then?
I'm not even sure. I just had a couple all questions.
Right. All right. Brother, I can't answer the question because it's not going to stick from the way you're thinking, man. Your thinking is really skewed. And the problem is because you don't have a belief in yourself and you're waiting for life to happen to you versus taking control of your life. Yes, things are going to happen to you. That's what life does. But what happens to me or doesn't happen to me is none of my fucking business. It does not matter. Because when you step out of that world into the world of everybody else who's in their realities, what they think about you, what they feel about you, whether they like you or not, is none of my fucking business. I am not trying to. What's your question? What's up?
All right. So, like your title says, how to create your core life values. Like, what would you say is the most important aspect of creating your core life values? And like,
you, the love,
having
that
your moral compass,
the love that you have for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the love, the admiration that you have for yourself, stalking yourself every day, feel like you have to go to the police to put a restraining order on yourself because all you do is stalk yourself because everything is about you. That's the core, because you are one thought, one mind, one way. You are alpha. You are king, and nothing else matters outside of that. And if you cannot see that, you'll never get this, because this is what makes women like assholes. You know, that makes you an asshole. That makes you a jerk. That makes you cocky and conceited and arrogant and all those things. And it makes you what they want to call a bad boy, because you're standing on who you are and you're not trying to define yourself by a bunch of clothing because some rapper is wearing it, some athletes are wearing it, or some movie star is wearing it. I am not my clothes that I put on. I am not the car that I drive. I'm not the watch that I wear. I don't give a fuck about all that shit. That shit doesn't define me. Because I define me. That's at the core, sir.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate it again.
Okay. So once you start to do that, you will create your compass, okay, young man? But great questions, okay, big guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, respect. Thank you for calling, sir. But what I'm saying to you guys, again, I miss some. If y'all got questions, put a Q in there. I got you, okay? If y'all got questions, keep it. All right. No, stop. Wait a second. D, I'm going to answer this question, but next time, please have enough respect for the show to put a Q in there if you're talking to me. Everything is against you when you step out your door, so what do you care? Hell, I showed you the other day when it got taken down. I can't show y'all again, but I showed you the other day that even when you were going towards the egg, your mother had things inside of her going against you. So did that stop you from reaching the egg because she had things in her body that were killing off your brothers and your sisters all around you? Did that stop you? So then what the fuck are you talking about? How do you conquer the world when people around you are against you? If you are melanin colored, there are people out there that are not going to like you because of the color of your skin. There, people are not going to like you because most melon-colored motherfuckers that have game are smooth as fuck. They're not going to like you for the color of your skin. There are people out there that are going to do everything they can to stop and prevent you from growing by stealing shit from you, thoughts from you, and all that other stuff. But so fucking what? Am I here on this rock as an alien in my own person to prove myself to somebody? To beg everybody to like me and please accept me? Fuck no. If you actually realize what it took for you to even get to your mother's egg, your mind would change because why are you so adamant about playing a victim when everybody is against you? And the reason why they're against you is because you're soft, weak, no spine, no balls, and no standard. So, of course, they're going to be against you because you're food. But I'm not you. And the world, even if it's, listen, I guess it is. I guess the world is against me, but shit, the fuck do I don't know. Because I don't give a fuck. If I'm at a job, I'm going to go do my job. I'm going to clock the fuck out and go home. I'm going to be cordial to everybody and go home. Now, if I'm on the hunt or I'm attacking, you know how I hunt and attack the motherfuckers at the office. I already talked about that with happy hour. But other than that, I'm not here to please my cousins or my sisters and brothers or, hell, I don't even have to, I'll be more apt to please my goddamn dog than anybody else. So I don't understand what you're talking about here. I don't understand why you would say that. The world, listen, everybody is not going to like you, and not even because of the color of your skin. It could be the money that you make. If you're successful in something that you do, somebody has something more than somebody else, and that person sometimes doesn't like that person for having that shit. But what business of yours? Okay, guess what? When you walk out that door, like you always use the squirrel doesn't fucking like you. You think those ants like you that kick over their fucking ant mound and shit? But do you sit at night and be like, oh my God, I hope all those millions of ants don't get mad at me. I hope they will forgive me. I only made a mistake. Look how you talk, man. Look how you thinking and talking, man. This is soft, man. You got to be better than that. You got to be better than that. Because ain't nobody against you. If you have a circle of a handful of motherfuckers, how can people be against you? How can people be against you? Because my team ain't against me. I got a team. My team ain't against me. I got a team. My team is my fucking detective. On my team, my studio, my motherfucking film room, my guide, my warrior, the guy that maintains my mental gym, my creativity room, my fucking culinary school, my library, my senate, my scribe. That's my warrior, my scribe, my amusement park, my marketing team. All these guys, we Team Williams. What the fuck you mean? So everybody I know around me loves me. We win. So I don't know what you're talking about, everything around you, the world around you. I don't know what you're talking about. You need to get more information because that's just a fucking weak excuse for a male. I told you, if you want to learn loyalty, get yourself a dog. If you want to know what unconditional love is at its highest level, get a goddamn dog. Because every man should at least have a dog one time in his life, or every boy, so he can understand what unconditional love is. Because there is nobody that is going to love you and be more loyal and protect you than that goddamn dog that you have. And if you don't have one, then you need to get one and see what it's like. Because that goddamn dog can mess up and you punish it. and you just pat your chest, and it'll come wiggling its tail, and it'll come right back to you. It waits at the door for you to come home. It gives you nothing but love. If it feels that something outside your door is not right, it will start growling and barking to alarm you that there's something out there, and I am here to protect you because I am conditionally loyal to you, unconditionally. So again, if you don't have a dog, you'll never understand loyalty. You'll never understand. What are you talking about, parents? Parents aren't loyal. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about, parents? Why would you say parents? And parents ain't fucking loyal. I'm saying get one. Get a dog and watch. It will be amazing. It will be amazing how that dog will lie at your matter of fact, my rot, one of my female rot, I'm on my couch right in front of me. She's laying in the couch chilling, watching TV right now. Chilling. Will not. It's like my own bodyguard. I mean, other dogs do the same. It's my own body. I got a harem of bodyguards. They follow me every room I go into. They will follow, or they will lay in front of that fucking door waiting for me to come out. When I come home, they're excited, wagging their tails, can't wait to hang out with their master. But if somebody they don't know starts to pull up, drive through, or like the Amazon or something like that gets close to the gate, guys, listen to me. My gate from my house is like really long, far away, and they notice something at my gate, shit. Barking, growling. They are loyal to me. And if you don't understand loyalty, get a dog and you will understand the expectation. That will be the expectation. Your dog will be the expectation. Because when you have that, well, I don't know if my dog watches TV. I just have it on. I always have it on to give him some white noise. You know what I mean? Always have the TV turned on. But anyway, the dog is always in front of on my couch and shit in my office or right out front of my office and shit. And I got my TV on. So he'll watch me play video games and all other shit. He hangs out with me and shit. So, yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. So let's keep going. I don't know. Send me it and I'll check it out. Send it to me and I'll check it out. In the movie program, would you say Prince was an I am and Morris as well as Prince's girlfriend and I do? Prince was an I am because he was all about himself. He was fucking all about himself. He was all about himself. He was all about I am. He was all an I am. He was all about I am. Morris, on the other hand, was an I am. Morris was a fucking asshole about himself as well. So there were, you had two I ams in one scenario. Apollonia was an I do. She wasn't an I am. She was more of a follower. So, no, she was an I do. But you had two I ams in that. Yes, absolutely. 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 Guys, I got a question. Go ahead. We'll continue what I'm saying. But, gentlemen, as I was saying, I'm sorry. I was just checking the things. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. See, the thing is, the importance of the thing about your values in this game is exploring what you are to get the results in your life. See, the thing that you guys don't understand in a game is that when you're talking to a woman, it is your values that come into play. Because your values help you make better decisions. Part of your values help you make better decisions. Every decision counts. When you see the woman, there are a million things that should be running through your head that you already got set up through your structure of your values. You should already have a decision of going over there and putting your bid in. You already have a decision of what you're going to say, how you're going to move, how you're going to lead. These are all decision things that are already locked in. They don't change. They're already locked in because the process of the decision based off of your value is going to help you map out everything to be able to see your actions, whether they're good or bad. It doesn't matter. And this is why I keep telling you, that's why there is no rejection. There's no such thing as rejection. And I know y'all think I'm fucking crazy, but is there actually a thing called rejection? When the person is allowed to say, I have a boyfriend, the person is allowed to say they're seeing somebody. What rejection is you rejecting yourself by not going over there and talking to the woman. Get calling. Yeah. How y'all knew I was going to tell them to do that? If you actually want to know that, interesting game, because all you do is ask these questions. I go over these over and over again. Call in. If you want to know, call in. How did you picked up on that? Who said call in? Y'all picked up on that one really good. Prime, you picked up on that one pretty good, man. You picked up on that one pretty good. I don't think he's serious. That's why I'm telling him to call in. Guys, you'll notice the ones I answer when I know they're serious, but I don't think you're serious because all you do is ask the same questions over and over again in a different way, thinking I'm stupid and I can't recognize that. So call in. Anyway, like I was saying to you guys is this. See, through your values, because there's no rejection, remember, there are going to be consequences of the moves you make, but are those consequences defining you? Is a rejection defining you? Absolutely not. Because what your value does is it allows you to set the course right, the best course of action to help you get what you want by pulling out the right information. Remember, guys, let me show you. It's when you run into a woman, okay? Let me see if I can find that for you. It's when you guys, let me see, where is it at? It's like when you guys run into a woman, what your values do in your mind is it finds the right combination of things to do, the right combination of smiles to blushes to laughs, the right thing to say versus what not to say, how to hold back, how to hold forward, how to stand still, how to move a little to the left, move a little bit to the right. Your mindset is already calculating this stuff out when you are actually working on yourself because you know what you need to do, but you also know that every woman out there that you're talking to is different, okay? It's every woman is different. Every woman is different based off of who they are, and they are allowed to be what they are. There is no rule out there stating that you have to win every woman. The difference between an I am and an I do, an I am is a mindset that is totally inside your mind. An I do is outside of you, like a pair of clothes, watches, shoes, women. Everything outside of you is an I do. You work in your job is an I do. Because if all those things, if you have an I am, you can lose your job, clothes, women, your apartment. You can lose your friends, family. You can lose all these things outside, but you still have control over this. They can take everything from you, but they can't take this from you when you're all about the I am, okay? That's what it means, sir. Guys, you want to call in? Lines are open. We're chopping it up. I'm the Dean. I appreciate everybody that's in here. Let's chop it up. Let's continue. Because, see, what I'm saying to you guys is that y'all don't understand that through your values, decisions are going to be made when you actually understand who you are. And it doesn't matter what's in front of you because your values are the light in the cave of unpredictable women. Stop. Wait. Stop. Listen to me. Your values and your compass and what you stand on is the light that goes through the cave of a woman's unpredictable ways and thinking. No matter what she is and what she says, gentlemen, she needs instruction. She needs instruction. No matter what she is or what she does, she needs instruction. Red, is that what I said? When you're saying integrity, are we saying for you or for somebody else? That's the question. Who are we talking about, you or somebody else? Because you can have integrity, which is an I am, but you cannot force or get upset if you run into somebody else, and I do, that doesn't have integrity. But you have no right to force your integrity on somebody else who chooses not to have integrity. Does that make any sense, Red? Hopefully that can help you out. Well, no, that didn't. But wait, look what you said. Me, 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 I, my. So that's a my. It's a you. So it's an I am. There is no coat called integrity or watch called integrity. See what I'm saying? No car called integrity. See what I'm saying? No dress called integrity. Is that, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Hopefully I understand. Now, I'm moving fine, dog. My shit is running up top. It might be your shit, dog. Yeah, I'm not freezing. I'm fine. I'm good over here. My thing's running really good. I'm good. I'm hooked in. My shit's running smooth, man. I'm not having any problems. Except now I just said that shit. My thing just messed up. Yeah. Hey. See, dog? My chat room dogs will... Hey, if my shit was going slow, them motherfuckers would be on my ass right now. Steve, your fucking volume is down. Steve, this shit is going slow. They believe me, bro. They'd be in my ass right now. If the shit was going slow, my dogs would get in, man, okay? Are you saying to expect your own and be yourself? You're saying to accept your own and be yourself. I'm not telling you to be yourself because yourself sucks right now. Okay, listen. If I told you to be yourself right now, I would be teach you how to fail because right now yourself is a victim mentality of somebody who cannot make decisions, somebody who does not believe in himself, and somebody thinks women are special. So why would I tell you to be the same thing? Why would I tell you to believe in that? I'd be screwing you over. I'm saying that when you learn game, it will help you decide. It will give you all the fog that's in front of you that's cluttering your decisions will be clear. They will be clear. Because at that point, you will be influenced by you and not what you see. Your problem is because you are not influenced by yourself. When you see a woman, because you don't have anything to stand on, you're going to think that woman is special. You're going to think that woman is special. You see what I'm saying? For all you guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. Okay, let me get you 484. Sorry, 484. Sorry for the wait. 484, what's your question, brother? What's up?
So the reason why I asked about, like, the marketing team and the drug lab is because I was watching the live show with you and Ty, and you gave, like, the true definition of everything as you were going through it, and you thought that marketing.
In the book, no, that's not the true definition. I'm just grazing the top. It's deeper than what I talked about. That's in the book. But what's your question, okay, buddy? What's your question?
You said to call in because you wouldn't say.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. So I'm here to answer your question. So hey, what's your question? I got you. I appreciate you called in. Now I'm honored. What's your question?
My question is, can you go more in depth on the marketing team and the drug lab?
Okay, the drug lab and who else?
And the marketing team.
Okay. All right, let's take the marketing team first. When you have a thought, okay, mm-hmm. The reason why your thought doesn't work out for you is because you haven't marketed that thought to yourself to believe in that thought, to use that thought or that action when that woman or something occurs. So your marketing team acts as a buffer that goes between dreams and fantasies and fucking doing shit. See, when you market, when you have a thought, if you don't know why you're thinking that and you cannot defend that if challenged, you can't stand on it if challenged, or you can't express it when it comes, then it's just a dream and a fantasy. That's why you must market it to your marketing team, because you're marketing it to yourself. The thought I'm saying, I'm not just saying I'm just going to talk to a woman. That'd be just a dream and a fantasy, because most guys say that. And then when the opportunity comes, they don't do it. But I want to say this is why I want to do it. And this is why I would defend it, stand on it, do that. So your marketing team serves as a buffer, one thing and one thing only. Their primary job is to market you the best way. Do you ever have you ever watched The Boys on Amazon Prime?
No.
Damn, why the fuck not? If you look at The Boys on Amazon Prime, if anybody y'all watch The Boys, you'll learn that every hero has a marketing team to make sure that when shit goes wrong, they clean up the mess, but they also put them in perfect positions to be loved by the community. So your mental marketing team does the same thing. It looks at how we can have you positioned when you use it correctly. And the thing it does is it markets you without you trying to force yourself on people by how you communicate yourself. But see, then that will connect to your studio and other things. So I don't want to get into all that. But let's get into your drug lab, your drug lab. Your drug lab. Now, remember, as I always say, I don't want her to be attracted to me, like me, or fall in love. I want her to be addicted to me. So in my mind, I have created two places in my mind. I have a building that they give synthetic drugs of me that they're working on with my mouthpiece that I could take to my culinary school. So my culinary school and my drug lab, they're all kind of the same thing, because once I know the flavor that I'm going to use, I'm going to lace it with my drug to have her smile, laugh, and blush and think about me. Where she becomes more addicted to me, where she wants to see me or think about me and things like that. Does that make any sense?
Yes. So basically, you wanna can your marketing team work with your drug lab,
and they all work together. Because here's the thing. Well, let's say I wanna go for a kiss. Let's say I want a kiss. I want to set up a kiss. I talked to the marketing, set a kiss. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once we establish what I marketed the kiss, then the question is the marketing team has to get with the motherfucking culinary school, has to get with the drug lab, has to get with the guide, and they have to bring the construction worker and the blacksmith in, because we gotta form this thought right. You see what I'm saying? The team works together for one thing, to better me. So how would I market the kiss? Well, this is how we're going to market it, with the guide. And we have to bring in the creativity. How are we going to move on the kiss? Well, let's say, how do I want to kiss? Okay, I want to set up the kiss. Let's say we go on our first date. Or using the wine above the bed, but I just say the first date. How do we set it up? So I know I want to kiss. I want to set up the kiss, but how do I market it? By simply doing this. I'm sitting at the team with the marketing table, the drug lab, the culinary school, the guide, and a few other people. Okay, I got them all in the thing. This is how we're going to market it, okay? What I'm going to do is the first thing I'm going to do when I see her, these are the moves I'm going to make. I'm going to make this move by turning her around. I'll make this move by giving her a hug. When I give her a hug, I'm going to give her a little bit of the marijuana of me by saying some smooth stuff in their ear and stuff like that. You see, I'm going to up the drug. But also how I'm going to market myself is when that waiter comes over, I'm going to tell the waiter the story of how I met the woman. I'm going to have a great time with the waiter, give him some dap and some love and stuff. But I'm also going to tell the waiter to hold up on the check, because take your time when it comes for dessert, because that's when I'm going in for the kiss. See, I'm already preparing and setting all this up. That's just a kiss. But also before that, I must market to her why she should spend time with me. I know this great restaurant. Again, I mean, I'll use some guys in the chat room. I know a great restaurant called Prime 20. Well, I guess a restaurant called Prime 21. It's a great restaurant. And you know what I love about it? I love the music. I love the life, the intimacy and all this other stuff. But there's a jazz band called NLF. And what I love about NLL Jazz Band, because yeah, I love the jazz. They got a great song called, you know, I'm going to take my dick out and smack you on the side of your cheek and put it back in your mouth. You know what I mean? Whatever, right? I love that song. So what I'm going to do is when we go there, not only am I going to introduce you to the band leader of NLF, we're going to get that song played for you live. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing all of this. It's already set up. It's already in the library. All I got to do is pull out the book and grab that chapter that I need and put that shit in my studio, and boom, I got a mix down. And that's it. But remember, this is before I even talk to the woman. It's already ready to go. So I don't have to think about anything. I've got it already set up before I walk out that door to market myself by also, again, not part of marketing, but close to the marketing team is my warrior. Because if I cannot market me to me, how is my warrior going to go after what he wants if I don't believe in myself?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I appreciate it.
Right. So what I'm saying to you, big dog, is all these things are coming into play. And again, not even in the book, but I got some other things I can't talk about that are special. But you'll see that we're going to get really in-depth through all this shit. You have no idea what the hell I got planned for you guys. But I'm saying that the important thing is that the marketing team is just one thing. Because even after the marketing team is done, peep this out. Even the marketing team is done, right? Let's say I did all the things I was supposed to do, and then I said something, and she wasn't ready to kiss me. So then I had to make a quick adjustment, okay? Maybe she wasn't ready to kiss me right now in front of everybody, but then we kissed in outside of her car, okay? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a law. Okay, remember, that's fine. So what do? I go to the film room at the end of the day and assess what happened. Even though I set out to get the kiss after the dessert in the booth, I realize that this is the kind of woman that doesn't like to display public displays of affection in front of everybody. So I had to make sure that I had another plan B already set in maneuver to go ahead and market that I do understand. I'm not trying to make you do anything. You know what? Let's go ahead and get out of here, and I can get that kiss at the car versus there. You see the difference? See, the marketing team that I just because I marketed one thing doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I must be able to make the quick adjustments when the time is right, and then when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, is I got to look at the film and I got to say, okay, where did I go right versus where did I go wrong? And I got to learn from this experience because now I know that some women don't like to display kissing in public. So now I've got to be assured that even though I might do the same thing, that now I've got a new adjustment to make to either move it to the car, build it up to move to the car. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But guess what? All this is happening from the comfort of my own home. Guess what? I haven't even met the woman yet. But guess what? I'm fucking prepared. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I really see where it goes into the part of, like, touching her between the ear.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's really in-depth. Thank you.
All right, great call, man. I appreciate it. Now you ask questions. I got you, brother. Great call, brother. Very great call, 484. Great call. Appreciate the call, brother, and I respect that. Thank you for calling, brother. 609, can I help you? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Steve?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I'm good, man. This is the client that you helped out on Saturday.
Oh, okay. What's up, man?
Hold on.
We're going to stop. This is going to be a testimony. We're about to make a testimonial here. I got to mark this shit down. We're going to cut this out and make this a testimonial, guys. We're going to make it. You remember I told you about the guy that showed? Hold on. Let me show them the letter because I don't think they remember. And we'll start it off, okay? All right. Why don't we tell them where you came from?
Right.
Like, you came from the red pill side, the red pill shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And first thing, Steve didn't tell me to do this, forced me to pay me to do it. He helped me out, and I said I wanted to give respect back to him and just shout him out and just explain to him what happened because I know there's a lot of people that don't believe him.
Yeah, we're going to break down what happened, but this is going to be a testimonial because everybody needs to hear this shit. Because I got to grab the... I got to grab the text message she sent you so they can see, they can see what happened. Now, we talked about the other day. Here he is. Okay, so what happened was he hit me up. Well, let me wait. I want you to tell him the story. So you were sitting with your girl. Tell him the story what happened, because this is a testimony. We're going to make this. Guys, this is a huge testimony right here. So we're going to break this down.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So first thing first, so I did come from the Red community, been with them for a couple months now. And so fast forwarding it, I knew this girl for 2 or 3 months, decided to make it official, the monogamous relationship.
Right, you wasn't honest with her. Remember, you came in, you didn't tell her the truth, right? You wasn't honest with her. Guys, y'all ask questions. I'm gonna lock all your questions in. We gotta get this is a testimony right here. So let's get to the big problem before you called me. You were playing cards with her, and tell them what happened. What happened when y'all were playing cards?
Yeah,
what happened?
So Friday night we playing this card game, a question game, just because we went on this weekend getaway 5 hours away. So I just said, hey, let me do something to just kill time and just bullshit around. So playing this card game, and the question came up about being monogamous and our non-negotiables. And she answered first, obviously, well, my non-negotiable was cheating, and I need somebody to be monogamous with me. Then she asked me, well, what do you think about that? And I paused for a second or two, and I said, well, I don't know if I could be monogamous because part of me want to and part of me doesn't want to. She got silent, and it pretty much just sucked all the air out of the room and the game pretty much. It changed the whole vibe, energy, everything.
Right. Okay, so for guys, let me catch up. So at this point, she's being distant to him, and then she sends him this email right here. I'm showing y'all the email live. She says, I don't think you're loving me the same way I do. Right. So she broke – I'm going to show him the email. So she sent him this email right here, okay, this disgusting email that she sent him. It was a text message saying to him that we can hang out as friends tomorrow so we don't waste our time and all this other stuff that she's saying. And then, caller, you got with me, right? You called me, right? Right?
Yeah, so I was sleeping. I woke up to that message, and the first thought was not to have a reaction or to make it worse or to say something stupid. It was to, all right, let me email Steve and say, all right, I need some help. I need a call with you. So whatever you got time, ASAP, I put that on the message, ASAP,
yeah,
I need
ASAP.
You right now as soon as possible.
Right. And then, guys, I told him, we talked, and I told him to pack his shit up and go. Now, remember, he never heard. Now, caller, let's be honest. When I told you, hey, fuck it, we're going to pack up and take her home, were you nervous then? You were like, oh, shit. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I was nervous. I was shocked because I told you I spent like $300-$400. I'm like, damn. So it was getting over that feeling of I'm about to waste this money. But you coached me up and you said, well, you got to stay on your ground and become a man and tell her what's right and what's right, because you're not going to follow her lead and give her the power over you.
Right. So what happened was, and again, I was in his ear the whole time, right? So I was in his ear coaching him on everything to say. And let's walk through it. So he saw his girl. She had a little bit of attitude.
The reply that you gave me, that was first thing.
That kind of threw her off.
Yeah.
And then you told her.
I was outside my room, and Steve gave me a reply to send back to her.
Yeah, I gave you the reply to sit back, tell her you're going to pack your things up, I'm taking you home. I told you the reply. So we hit it with the reply, and then this is where his mind just fucking got this big light bulb. Walk us through it. So you walk in that. Where did you walk? Tell them what happened. Listen, guys. All right, listen to this shit.
So she got in the car. She was about to head and pick me up because we was about to start the day. I told her to stop, go back to the room, read your phone. She read it. Once I got to the car, she started weeping and crying pretty much. And I told her, just because Steve was in my ear, hey, go inside the room. I'll be here in a minute. Pack up your stuff. We're leaving. She was crying. A second or two later, I came back in the room. She was sitting on the bed crying. Said, what are you talking about leaving? And I didn't want to do this. And I didn't mean to. And she was pretty much backpedaling everything that she was talking about. And I was just stern with her. Well, just like Steve said, we're not friends. I'm not going to be wasting my time with somebody that going to be a friend. I'm not going to spend a whole day and just not do nothing. I don't like this attitude that you gave off to me, this being silent, because it's a form of disrespect. Steve told me to say, I'm not no bitch. I'm not no weak-ass little boy, and you're not going to treat me as such, and you're not going to talk to me as such or have this attitude. And she was just weeping and crying like, no, no, I didn't mean to. And it wasn't like that. I was just saying because I felt this kind of way, and I was kind of surprised. And I said, well, I don't care about that. Pack up your stuff. I'm going to leave. Then she said, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. And Steve told me to say,
Wait, before you say that part. How did you feel when you realized, oh, shit, this shit is fucking working? How did you feel?
I was shocked. Like, I never felt that before because it's different doing it, like, in real time in front of somebody's face. And Steve was just in your ear. So I had the poker face, but on the inside, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, she's actually backpedaling and she's actually listening. And the whole vibe is changing. And I felt like I had power and some control and actually becoming a man, honestly. And I wasn't following her law. It was on me pretty much, and to do that right in front of her and just to have Steve in my ear and to be stone cold face, it was like shit, man. On the inside, I'm like, god damn. It was like the craziest feeling ever. I was just shocked.
But then, tell him, go ahead. So then what happened?
So Steve told me, hey, you got an ultimatum. Either one or two things will happen. We're going to leave right now. Say, fuck it, I don't care, and we could be friends, and you could go your way, I'll go my way. He told me to say, hey, good luck to you, whatever you do. I'm not mad, it's cool. Goodbye, pretty much. Or number two is, we stay here, we have a good time, but you change your attitude, because I'm not going to be here and just have another 24 hours of you being silent treatment, you treat me as a friend, you being stone cold to me. So it's either I go back to the office, tell them that, hey, I don't want to cancel the room, come back, and your whole mood got to change. That's a fact, and that's something that is going to be set in place, because if it doesn't, then I'm going to go back to the room and say, no, we're out of here. I changed my mind again, and we're out of here, because I'm not dealing with this attitude. I'm not dealing with this this feeling for another 24 hours.
And what did she do, goddammit? What did she say?
She said, oh, sorry, yeah. I want to stay, I'll change, and I want to be here with you. I didn't mean to say that I want to be friends with you, and please don't, I don't want to go. I want to finish the day. You had some stuff that we had planned, and I don't want to leave pretty much.
And then what did we do? You said, you know what? I'll be back, right? What did you say? You said at that point what? I'll be back.
So I said, I'll be back. I walked outside, and I pretty much had to, like, yeah.
Like,
I had to run a little
shit,
bit. I had to sit down because it was like the feeling just overcame me of just like, oh, shit, I can't believe that happened.
Yes,
I can't believe it. It was like an eye-opening moment of me just like, yo, I have power, and I can actually.
God damn it. I love that
And
shit.
I told him that. Yeah, I told him that I go to the gym a lot, but this is a different kind of power because this is like a actual becoming a man power.
Yes. And then now that he's got control, now it's time to smooth it over.
And that was the funniest part about it.
That was the funniest part. So go tell him about this. Watch out, tell how I did this shit. So then he goes back in.
After like two, 3 minutes of talking to him, calming down, he said, all right, now what I want you to do is go back in there at like nothing happened. Tell
nothing
her to
happened.
Come up. Yeah, just act calm, cool, collected. Tell
Ooh.
Her to come here, give you a hug, give her a kiss on the cheek, kiss on her neck, kiss her on the lips, and tell her that we good, we okay, we're going to have a good time. Don't worry about it. It's all good. I got you. No other woman is going to have my heart. No other woman is going to have my soul. No other woman is going to be able to get on a trip with me and to do all the special thing that you're doing right now.
And what'd she do?
And she did it. I slapped her on the butt, I was just playing with her a little bit. Obviously, she was still emotional, but she still kissed me. She was still,
yes.
She was still doing it, and she was still okay with it.
Still okay. So then, now I'm gone. So I guess there's more. Is there more to happen?
Yeah, so
all
I'll
right,
tell you the rest of the night, it was.
So it's him. Now, what happened?
Yeah.
Does what happened?
So the rest of the day, you told me, hey, act like it never happened. Kiss on her, hug up on her, cuddle her, to show affection, show her that you just an overly affectionate guy. I did that. I was just showing her all types of love. I was making jokes with her. I was laughing with her. I was being flirtatious with her. I was telling her everything that I'm going to do later tonight. And over time, she's whole attitude changed. She was smiling. She was laughing. She was getting into the flirtatiousness. Said, yeah, whatever. We'll see about that. And, yeah, whatever. Just how girls do. And by the end of the night, we did the activities. We had dinner. After that, we had some fun time. And you know what happened after that? I was
you
good.
You tore that
she
monkey
meat
up, didn't you? So much for being friends, huh? See, that's it.
Yeah,
so much
right.
For being friends. Go ahead. Keep going, dog. Go ahead. We listen. I'm sorry, dog. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, nah, you're good. Yeah, he was like, yeah, don't even bring it up again. You good to do your thing, and that's exactly what happened. You had a great day, and I told him if I didn't contact him, then we talked about it before, that I wouldn't whip back to the red community. I would have blamed her, be mad at her, and just had a whole different attitude and mindset, like, fuck women. They're horrible, and not Steve is the guy that's going to hold you accountable. So he told me, hey, it's your fault. You're the one that wasn't honest with her. You're the one that brought this upon yourself pretty much. And that's what I needed to hear. I needed to hear
but
some
you gotta be willing
some
to let
tough
him
love.
Go. I told you, the tough thing that you had was, I know you really liked this chick, but it was hard to realize, damn, you couldn't imagine letting her go was going to get her back. And I know you couldn't see it. Remember,
no.
I told you couldn't see it at all. But you, hey, I told you to trust Unk, right?
Nah.
I told you.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking
you,
like, damn, I'm about to waste $300-$400,
man.
Nah, I would have let you talk about, man. You lied to me right now.
Hey, right. If it would have went right, I would have paid for that shit. I promise you. If I would have fucked you over, I would have reimbursed you your money, because you know what? I know what the fuck I'm doing. And I know when you show those women that you ain't playing around, see, you know what she was thinking? That you were going to come back and say, I'm sorry. Let's make it work. I didn't mean to say that. And then she's going to have her fucking thumb on your ass the whole trip, where she can throw that in your face whenever she wants to. But what did we do? We said, no, you're not going to treat me this way. Pack your shit up. And she wasn't waiting for that shit. And then, remember the big thing, remember? Did you not tell her, do you understand? Remember that part? He forgot that part, guys. When he was talking to her, he said, do you understand me? And what did she say?
She said, yes, I understand you, but no. Do you understand me? Because we're not going to move from this situation. It's either yes or no. We're going to pack up our stuff, or as soon as I leave, come back, you're going to change the whole attitude. She was wiping off her tears and like, yes, I understand. And that's another thing. When I got back, Steve told me, hey, man, play with her. Wipe off her tears, man. It's all good. It's okay. You don't got to cry no more. We're good. We're going to enjoy our day. Calm down. Let's.
And so how did you feel, though? I know, because I got a dog. It was like all this time I was in this red pill shit for the wrong reason. All this time I had all this misinformation. If I just would have believed in myself, stood on my principle, and was willing to lose her, I would never had this problem ever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. At the go with the topic today is standing on your beliefs. I never did that before, and with the red pill, they don't teach that. And just what 30, 40 minutes with you, it changed my whole mindset.
Changed your life.
And
30, 40 minutes. Changed it. And she was, hey, how did it end? Did she send you any messages about when she cared, love, or anything? Did she send you any messages or anything?
Nope. And so fast forward for today is a part two to it.
Oh, shit. Okay, what happened?
All right, so now today we get home, I'm chilling, and I get a phone call from her like an hour ago. She's saying, hey, one of my friends saw you on a dated website. What's that about? So I told her again, well, I was on it a while ago, haven't really activated it, but I was thinking on doing that now. She said, well, what are you talking about? You thinking about doing it now? I told her again from Saturday. I told you that I wasn't sure about the monogamous thing, and I'm going to stand on it and tell you today that I'm not going to be monogamous. I don't see me doing that. So you got one or two options. You could be with me or you could leave pretty much. So for like an hour, she's asked me questions. She tried to negotiate with me. And like you taught me before, I stand on 10 toes down.
Yes.
I told her,
yes,
hey, this is what I'm going to do. I love you. I care about you. But being monogamous is something that I don't want to do. I don't see myself doing because that's just not me. I was lying to myself for a long time, and I'm going to start putting myself first. And I got to do that. And then she started saying that I'm a narcissist and it's all about me, me, me. And I told her, just like when I seen your videos, I care about me and I love me more than I love you. I love me more than I love about
yes.
anybody else, because I don't care about what they thought and how they're going to
yes.
treat me or look at me. This is what I want to do.
God. And what happened? And what happened?
And so at the end of it, she's asking questions like, so, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get other girls? And are you going to kiss her, have sex with her? Are you going to be protected and all this other stuff? And I told her.
No. She ain't leave yet, did she? See? She ain't leave, did
nah,
she?
Nah. By the end of it, she said that, all right, so she wanted me to delete the Hinge because it was embarrassing. I said, okay, I'll delete that. That's no problem. She said that she's going to try this out because this is everything that she believes in. And
what?
She told me, well, if this was reversed, how would you feel? And I told her, well, I won't deal with somebody that will step out, but that's on me. That's something I'm going to stand on. I said, well, that's not fair. And said, well, you have your beliefs and values. I got my boundaries, beliefs and values, and that's something that I'm willing to do. And she said, well, you're willing to lose me because of, I feel like you're changed right now. Something happened, and this is a brand new person that I just don't know this guy, and where's my guy at? And I told her, well, your guy was lying for a long time, and this guy that you got right now, he's not going to lie to you, but more importantly, he's not going to lie to himself. I got to be honest with myself, and if that's going to be losing you, then it has to come like that. And I told her multiple times for an hour, I wanted to lose you, but I'm going to be hurt, I'm going to be sad, but I'm going to move on because I got to put myself first and I care about myself more than I love you. And she was just saying how, oh my God, I can't believe that you're not care about my feelings, my emotions, or how I see things. And I told her, like you always say, calm, cool, collected. I understand where you're coming from. I'm telling you that this is how I feel and I'm going to put myself first. And I started telling her that with me, you want to get the life that you want. If you keep on doing what you need to do, keep on doing good, getting better and better, you will get the ring one day. You will get the family, all that good stuff, but I'm not going to be monogamous with you. So with that, there's a pros and cons list. You're going to have to accept it or not. And then
what did she say?
At the end of it, she was like, I will try it out, but I know me that one day this is going to be disgusting, and I may act upon it. And I told her, that's cool. I understand that. So if you have a reaction of being disgusted with me, don't want to touch me or whatever, I'm going to have a reaction and say this is done pretty much. So I'm not going to be doing this because I'm not going to be a woman that's. So she said, well, I'm going to try this out. I don't know if this is going to last. And I said, well, if it does, it does. If it does, it does it. But I'm telling you where I stand on things. And this is going to be me. I said, well, I could try this out, but it's not going to last so long. And I say, again, I'm willing to lose you. I said, good luck to whatever you do in the future. Like you always say, I'm not forcing you to do anything that you don't want to do, so you don't have to be with me. I'm not going to force you to be with me. But again, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to myself. So if you want to be with another guy that could be half of what I am, hey, go ahead. Try it out, but you want to be with me, this is the pros and cons, but you have to think about is the cons worth it, is the pros worth it, but I'm not going to force you, I'm not going to change your mind. She kept on asking me, so why do you want to do this? What's going on with you? I'm just saying, well, I want variety. for a guy is simple. It's 1 + 1 = 2. It's not a big equation. It doesn't got to be a paragraph long reason. It's just about variety.
So did she talk to you today?
Nah, so I just got off the phone with her like an hour and a half ago. We ended it on her just saying that I'm a narcissist and she don't know she could be here for the long term. I said, you could think that I'm a narcissist. I'm just telling you that I love myself more. I kept on repeating that to her, that I care about me, and it is about me, because why would I care about what other people do when I'm trying to do me? So she ended it with, I told her, I love you. If this works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it does it. And she's just saying she wanted to try it out, but if she feels disgusted, and she was saying that she wants me to tell her who, when, or why, and give her pictures and names, and I told her, just like you told me, so I'm not going to answer to you or nobody. So I'm not doing that. And I put a stern boundary with, if you're with me and doing this, you will never go to my phone. If you do, this is over right here and now. And she said, well, I'm just going to find out. She said, I'm just going to find out other ways because women talk. I said, cool, I can control women. And she was just like, how she's very germaphobe and she don't want disease and stuff like that. And I told her, I'm going to be protected. I'm going to wear protection. She was going on about, well, you just want to sleep with any old body. And I told her, well, I don't sleep with any old body. I have standards, and it's going to be a vetting process, and I'm not going to just give
all right, well, here's the thing. All right, wait. Here's one thing. Now this is going to be the end of it. See, now you got good, but here's the thing. You want to make sure when you're talking to her that this is the last time we're going to talk about it. I'm done talking about it. I'm done discussing it. If you don't like it, leave. Because I'm tired of hearing this. I'm tired of adjusting myself. See, you're doing good, but now is the time to stand your ground because she's trying to slowly try to chip away at you. No, I'm saying, either you're going to accept it or not, but I don't want to hear about this. Do you understand me? We're not talking about this no more. And if you don't like what I'm saying, then break up with me. Leave. Find somebody else then. Watch what happens when you do that, dog.
All right.
So here's the thing before we wrap this up with you. What do you want to say to the guys out there that's listening? What do you want to say to those guys that used to be or on that red pill shit that doesn't know how deep game is? What do you want to say to those guys, man?
I don't tell them that you got to leave the red pill because they're not going to teach you what Steve is going to teach you if you just listen to them. Because I was hesitant in the beginning, like when I came to your channel, you was talking with the other guys, like, what the hell are you talking about? But the more and more I listened, the more and more I viewed you and the stuff that you were saying and the other people that you was helping out, I'm like, oh, shit, like, this is something mind-blowingly different because nobody ever taught me to put myself first and worry about myself because all about society and everything else. And with the red pills, about hating women, but they don't give you actual solutions to work on you, pretty much. They tell you the same old slogan, money, car, status, blah, blah, blah. But what Steve was talking about is working on the inside, the actual man. Because you can have all those things and still have no game, still have low confidence. Mm-hmm. That's the
right.
thing that actually gained that day was confidence in myself.
Right, because you work out. You have the body and all that stuff. You have a suit like you have
yeah.
the money. But yet you didn't have what was internally needed because when she checked you, it threw you off a little bit. Where you was like, shit, I better kiss her
ass. Oh, yeah,
ass
I woke up like, God sick. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. See that?
And with the guys, man, like, the whatever money I spent on it, that feeling I had, man, was incomparable. Like,
I know. You was on
way
you
more
so
than
happy.
That for that feeling.
No, you were so, guys, you heard his voice. He was so fucked up in the head. But see, that was your awakening, man. That was your awakening.
And I told him, man, like, just 30 minutes, and that feeling, imagine days, weeks, and months of just him actually coaching me and me just listening, me getting out of my own way. Because I told him many times on Saturday, thank you. And he's not a guy that wants or care about the thank yous. He always put it back on me. Man, you did
yep.
this. It's on you.
Right.
Because, shoot, I could have, he could have gave me all the information. I could have said, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to do it. And just went to go do the dumb shit and got the negative result. But he said, yo, you did this. And that's what he prioritized. He doesn't prioritize the outward stuff, the external. He prioritized the internal. And it's on you. It's your decision.
Man, all right, man. Well, hey, we'll throw you back in and keep us updated what's going on. But I'm just telling you, now's the time. Listen, now's the time to say, listen, look. You got a choice. You be with me. We're not going to discuss this. And if you're not, because look, if I find someone, I'll let you know. But if not, you know, don't worry about it. But don't bring this up again, because I'm not here to explain myself to you. You're not my wife. You know what I mean? I don't have to explain this to you. But if you don't like it, there's the door. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah. And she said, well, I'll try it out, but if we get married, then you can't do this anymore. Well, I said, well, so-and-so, you can't tell me what to do or not to do. And so I decide to, then I am. If not, then that's what I'm going to do. But I'm not going to be, again, controlled or have demands or anything with anybody, because I'm not going to lie to myself and put myself second to anybody or anything.
So we can assume that are you done with the red pill and you're on the me pill now? Are you part of the me pill?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm me pill, man. I'm a student of you, man. And I'm trying to learn as much as possible.
Yes. Welcome to the me pill community, man. A free community of free-minded thinkers, man. We welcome you with open arms, man. Welcome to the me pill community, man. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, and I know you don't like the thank yous, but again, man, thank you for even helping me out.
No, you know what the thanks was to me real quick is how you were when you actually did it and it worked, and how you were like, holy shit, your holy shit moment was all the things that I need, because now you saw it in your perspective. You did it. You trusted me, yes, but I was never going to fuck you over. Because listen, let me tell you something. If shit didn't go right the right way and you fell somewhere, well, I would have paid for your vacation, dog. I would have took care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why? Because you trusted Unc to help you. And I got you, dog. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm saying, man, you did it yourself. You believed in yourself. You told her what's up. And now, how does it feel you don't have to lie to her? How does it feel being straight up and telling the truth? How does that shit feel?
It feels amazing, because ever since Saturday, I'm like, man, I don't got to lie to anybody, because if I lie to them, then that means, firstly, I'm lying to myself, and I can't do that, because you talk about putting you first, you talk about being a man, you talk about the mindset, you talking about everything that makes you you, and if you're doing something and you don't like it and you think that it's not right with your values and your beliefs, then you're fucking up yourself, and I would have been continually doing that. Fucking up myself for her happiness and her security, whatever. And I told her, I love you. I love myself more. And if that's losing you, then that's okay.
Yes. Hey, well, again, all right. Well, let it keep us in touch. But like I say, we welcome you to the Me Peel community. We open you with open arms. Hey, we will never indoctrinate you. You are free. We are all free thinkers here, man. Okay.
And the last thing, man, for anybody that don't believe him, the work that and the help that he provides is 10, 20, 100 times more than the red pill and any other community, because he, like you said, the me pill, and that's what he did for me. He let me do me and focus on me and put me first, and he wasn't going to allow to let me put anybody or anything above myself, and that's the type of help that no other community or person on YouTube gives to other men to help them out.
Yes. Hey, man, we're proud of you, man. We're proud of you, man. Welcome to the Me Peel. We got a new member. Welcome, man. And listen, keep us informed. You know you got me. If you need coaching, anything, go on. I got you. Okay, my brother?
Yeah. I'll definitely be getting coaching you later, because I want to learn about my big.
Get your big. We got to get that fuck game right. And now that you got that attitude, now it's time to really fuck the shit out of you. It's time to go ahead and push your knees back to that shoulder. So then she's like, well, I need to think twice before. Oh, wait a second. I don't want him to take the dick off the table.
That's going to be the next step. And I would definitely get in contact with you this week to work on the bid and step step by step. And like you said, it's a process. And
yeah, it is.
And patient, got my puzzle pieces in.
Yes.
Along for the ride.
Isn't it amazing that those red pill guys never teach you anything, how to navigate your life, how to talk to women, how to deal with situations, except just not
even
deal with
it? Yeah, they always say that women are bad and they are gold diggers and they only expect this kind of guy and this job and this amount of money and six-pack and everything, but they never say, what about you, the inside?
Ooh, yes. All right, man. Well, we got, hey, man, again, we welcome you to the Meat Pill community. We are a free thinker. You can come and go as you like. This is not a cult. We got nothing but love and respect for you, mother, okay? 609.
Yep. Respect to you, too, man. I'll definitely be contacting you soon.
God, you just so, you guys, you gotta understand, this guy was mind fucking blown, man. It was so great. Like, you were like, holy shit. Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I ran out of that room. Like, if it was a meme, like a volcano explosion, that was me. Like, my head would just explode.
Just exploded because you finally are one with yourself, trusting yourself, and letting her, and what's throwing her off is that she's seeing the new you, the new evolved you. She's not used to that.
Like, oh, my God, you're a narcissist. Where did this person come from? Why are you doing this?
Yes, okay, man. Well, we'll throw you back in, but thank you. We're going to grab this and make this a testimonial tonight, okay, my friend? We'll call it from red pill to manhood. That's what we're going to say, from red pill to manhood. That's what we're going to call that, okay, brother?
All right, I got you.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you, brother, for the call. And, guys, thank you, 609. All right, guys, that was a great call. 609, I'm clapping for you, brother. Great call. Appreciate you, brother. Guys, we got questions to ask. The line's going to be open. We'll open the lines up. We're going to do another hour, guys. I know I didn't want to take it away, but this is very important, man. This is very important because this young man, he was a little stressed on this because he thought he was going to lose a woman by walking away. And I showed you guys, you don't lose when you're a man. We do not lose. We let go. We let go. So lines are open, guys. We'll open the lines up. And let me go ahead and answer some of the questions that y'all have. I got some of your questions in here. So let me go ahead and let me start from the top. Well, I think I got that one. All right, let me see. Okay, let me see this question right here. He says, my friend is Asian and we're having a hard time pulling white women. Any advice to increase his chances? Well, see, my friend, CN, don't worry about your friend. Your problem is you're worrying about another man. Don't worry about what he does. Worry about what you do, and you're going to relive this life much better. Tyler, I need you to send me I got this woman who is now with her new boyfriend is having me come fuck her tonight in her new apartment while he's out of town. A question, 100% of the drug leg guy tonight. Well, I need to send me the text or anything if you can, Tyler. Steve, should I continue texting a woman if I always initiate the text? We have been to, Matthew, go ahead and charge it to the game. Matthew, when you're interesting to a woman, she's going to reach out to you much more because it's not about the date. It's about hearing from you. So what I would do is go ahead and charge it to the game. It sounds like you had a bad date and sounded like it was a boring date. So go ahead and charge it to the game, brother. I've been doing my puzzle pieces every day now. I started hearing how I talk to myself, especially when I face the hope. Okay, good. Good for you. Okay, guys, I got questions. We got y'all. Y'all can call in. We got y'all and all this other stuff. Tyler, if you can, if you're still here, Tyler, if you got an email, let me know. But let me see here. We got y'all covered, man. And this is how game is, and this is how we win as men. But let me continue to say what I was going to say to continue the conversation. Let me put the music back on. But, guys, if you have a question, please let me know. We're here to answer questions. Y'all can call in. But we're here to teach you how to – oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got to play these. I got to show y'all these. I got a guy send me this. Hold on a second. Wait a second. You say the guy's watching the phone. Okay, no problem. Yeah. What I would say is, here's the thing, man. I would tell her, look, you just got to understand we're just fucking. Just let her know we're just fucking. And if you want to see me, you set up the room, you set up the time, you set up the hotel. I'm not bringing anything but my body. That's it. You set everything up. If you actually want to be with me, you show me you want to be with me. All right, Boxing, I got that. I'm about to post that right now, Boxing. Give me a second, Box. I'm about to grab what you sent me, and I'm going to post it right now. Oh, let's see here, gentlemen. This is good. I love this. This is what this show's about. This is why we love winning. We win because we keep shit a buck. All right, guys, let's keep going. Let's see here. Let me grab the text messages. I hope they're in order. All right, let me grab the text message. Let's go over the text messages, okay? So I think this is the first one. All right, so I hope you like a little playing. Actually, I do. Good girl. That's what I want to hear. And I like to be talked dirty. So I guess then he sent her a voice message, which is good. Okay, listen, this is good. It's a lot of I see this is land right now. So if y'all look right here at this part, well, let me go here. If you guys look at this part right here, he's going from land. Land is texting. This is really good. Then you hit her with the voice message. She said, oh, yes. And she says, I like passionate kisses, too. Let's get to the next one. I think this is right. I hope this is right. Then he said, you and lick you everywhere. She says, okay, got it, both. She says it's getting her wet. Again, another hit it from land. This is good. Wow, sounds interesting. She said, my heart is pounding in the video she's showing. Her heart is pounding. Then she said, I hope you sleep like a baby. I'm sure I will. Thanks. Oh, wait. This is after you got done. Let me see what this is. Okay, so this is the next part. So he came over there. Now, hey, boxing, this is good. Because remember, I always told you, you're reinforcing the after. This is good. So he said, I hope you slept like a baby. Okay, and then she said, I'm sure I will, LOL. Thanks for coming by. And I love that. Thank you for having me anytime. Then gave her the NyQuil. And then she hits him last with this one right here. She asks, are you driving? And then he hits her with another voice message. She says, oh, I'm sorry, me too. You really spoiled me yesterday, okay? And listen, I get pleasure in giving you pleasure. You see that shit? You see that boxing? This is very boxing, A-plus boxing, A-plus, A-plus. Now, boxing, if I would add on to this, I would go ahead and what I would do to marinate this is I would tell her, now is the time that you did that. Let's move her to the shower. Because remember, we want to reinforce memory. So what I want you to do the next time you talk to her, find out the next time she's taking a shower. And you have two choices. You can say, you know what? I just want to watch you. I'll reset the clock. I want to watch you wash yourself. Because I want to become jealous of the soap and water that's hitting every crevice of your body. So just let's go live, put me in a corner, and let me watch you wash yourself. Guys, you never heard that one, okay, boxing? Or you can tell, and then after that one, you can use the towel as your tongue. But go with that one right there, boxing, okay? That was a great, guys, we're opening the lines back up. That was a great one, boxing. What I'm saying is, now you got her, now boxing. Another thing is, third person, name the pussy. So boxing, every time you talk to her, talk to the pussy that you named third person. But also, when you send text messages, let's say you named her Butterscotch. Just give you an example. Whenever you're talking to her, make sure you ask about Butterscotch. When you send her a text message, you say, hey, whatever her name is, this ain't for you. I'm sending this message to Butterscotch. Hey, Butterscotch, I was just thinking about you right now. How you doing? Is she taking care of you, Butterscotch? Because listen, Butterscotch, if she's not taking care of you, I want you to call me and let me know, and I'm going to go ahead and do what I can to fire her. All right, Butterscotch, I got you covered. And that's what you say in voice. That's what you say in voicemail, okay? So whatever you name it, talk to her in third person. Send her message, ask about Butterscotch, and then your voice messages. Hey, you know, whatever her name is. Hey, this ain't for you. Hey, Butterscotch, what's up, girl? Hey, Butterscotch, you know I'm hearing over driving and everything. Girl, how you doing? Is she taking care of you? Butterscotch, hey, you let me know. Hey, anytime you want to be licked, Butterscotch, you go ahead and send me a text message. But Butterscotch, more importantly, if she's not taking care of you, Butterscotch, you call me, and I'm going to go ahead and take care of you. Because Butterscotch, I got your back. And see, if you talk to her that way, remember, she's not ever used to a guy talking to her that way. So what you're going to do is reinforce what you have done before, okay? So very good job. Let's get to Tyler. She sees a future with him and not trying to quit me. But, well, no, what I'm saying, Tyler, listen. The thing is with those that don't see it, feel future is, again, had him many times. You know, they say, you know, the pussy will always be yours. I don't care if I'm married, in a relationship. You always have this pussy whenever you want it. So, Tyler, all you got to do is look, hey, I would tell, hey, look, then I'm not going to bother you. But listen, when you want to fuck, let me know. But other than that, leave me alone. I'm not going to bother you because I don't want to be in between what you have. But put the candle in the window. When you want to do something, you set the time, you get the hotel, and I'll show up. All right? But that's how you handle that shit. Let's get to this question right here. Should I use a I value in terms of what I want in life to inform what I value in terms of my character traits, or should I come up with them separately and try to figure out how to – well, no, LJ101, great fucking question. Hold on 1 second, LJ101. Great question. Great question. Now, LJ101, give me a second. I'm gonna answer that question. LJ101, very great question. Let me go ahead and set up the chat room, dog. Let me set up the lines real quick for you guys. I'll be right back. Hold on.
What up, though? It's your boy, Payes Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com.